I've just arrived at Fort Dodge Correctional Facility, a place that I visit usually once a month. I go into the prison, I teach the men meditation, I talk with them, and it's one of the most enjoyable experiences I have because the men here really are digging within themselves to find the answers to why they're locked up behind bars. One man here I've given precepts to, African American, and he's here for life. He may move around the federal correction prisons within the state of Iowa, but he is set on being in prison for his entire life. And so the Dharma is the only antidote to the suffering of the men here. Bringing this back to the story of Zen Master Tozan admonishing his monks to go out and find a place where there's no grass for tens of thousands of miles. And if we see these grasses as the delusions, the distractions, or just the inconveniences, the weeds of our, not just of our life, but of our own minds, who doesn't want to get rid of the weeds? And actually, it's kind of a trick of Tozan, Zen Master Tozan. I see it that way anyways. He's tricking us. He's saying, go find a place where there's no delusion, where your mind has no weeds. Later on in this same koan case, one of the commentators, there's a story of a man says, as soon as you leave the gates, there's weeds right there. But don't all of us want to come out, want to find a place where there's no distractions, there's no hindrances in our mind, freedom. We just go about doing it in the wrong way. And this institution is filled with men who have gone about their life thinking that it's going to help them to harm other people, to hurt other people in some way, whether it's with physical actions or emotional actions, or maybe something else that they've done, and they had the idea that that would bring them personal peace and joy. And don't we think the same way, just maybe on a different scale? We think that if only that person would change, then my whole life would be better. If only that person, you know, we point the finger outside of ourselves. And I think one of the messages of this koan story is that we learn to live with the weeds, not to try to get rid of them. That's the point of our practice, is to learn to live with all of the things that we think of as weeds or things that we want to get rid of, and learn to live with them, not just simply tolerate them, but love them.